Councillor John Sheehan. Lord Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
So that's just chapter and verse on a test at Páirc Uí Chaoimh, and I'm thankful for her, because now we know exactly how it works. But just on that point there, she says, I think I'm right in saying that you don't tell people you've been in close contact with that you're about to be tested, and you don't tell anyone until you test positive for COVID-19. Could you pick up on that point for me?
Yeah, that's correct. And I think the idea behind that is not to spread panic, because once someone hears that someone else has been tested, then people will say, well, should we be tested? Should we self-isolate? So what people are saying is, if someone tests positive, then the contacts of those people have to self-isolate, and public health have done a very, very good job in tracing that. But if someone has been sent for the test, and we have to remember over about approximately 96, 97% of our tests are going to be negative, the context of those people don't have to self-isolate unless the test becomes positive. So the idea behind that is that you're saving 97% of these people, of their friends, their families, all sort of becoming nervous and maybe self-isolating for no reason.
Thank you for that. Now, Lord Mayors and other mayors like yourself and many, many GPs on this programme yesterday, Dr. Nick Flynn, Dr. Paul O'Brien, are all calling for more stringent measures. Where are you at on a lockdown? I mean, where everybody's prepared for it now. We're just waiting for the day.
Yeah, I thought long and hard about this, because I don't want to add to sort of concern and panic, because I think, in fairness, the HSE and the Public Health Emergency Team have done a really good job if you compare it to the UK. But really, there's three reasons, I think, why we need this. One, as we saw at the weekend, the physical distancing was really a challenge, particularly around the Greater Dublin area, Glendalough and all those areas where people, you know, really struggling to keep the distance apart. I think the public have been really, really good, but I think that's posing a challenge. The second reason is there's a partial lockdown anyway. If you go around town, half the businesses are closed. McDonald's closed yesterday. The banks are closing their branches. So I think to be consistent and to give one direction, I think, will be easier. And then the third reason has to get to do with the contact tracing. As you were saying there's up to about a 7 to 8 day delay in terms of from someone presents with symptoms and being referred for a test to the time they get the results. And in that 7 or 8 day period, the virus can spread through other people unwittingly through contacts, because they're not self-isolating. Once the test is positive, then all their contacts are self-isolating. So the public health testing is really ratcheting up, but there is still a backlog, and quite a significant backlog. So in order for us to get on top of that and be able to shut down the virus transmitting by doing some form of a lockdown, and there will still be things going on with a lockdown, but doing some form of a lockdown will reduce the virus's ability to transmit until the contact tracing gets up and running and gets up to speed.
But if we do that now and do it too early, you're the medical man, not me, but I'm hearing that if we do that too early, and we come out of lockdown too soon, it'll rage back again.
It is, and that's the fine balance where you have to call it, and don't call it too soon, because you can only do, I mean, in practical reality, you can only do these things for a limited period of time before, you know, people get very twitchy and start breaking the rules. But I think we're at the stage now, we have the advantage that we reacted sooner than some other European countries. We're a bit ahead of the game. In order for us to keep ahead of the game, to allow that, because ultimately it's the contact tracing is the thing that's going to keep on top of this, but to allow that to get up to a level where it's up and running and you have a fast turnaround time and you can reduce down the number of contacts, by doing something like that now, I think it would really shut down the virus's transmission, and that's why we're calling for it.
A total lockdown. But
yeah.
What if people just copped on? I mean, there were examples was given this morning of people on both sides of the river, north side and south side. Some of them I saw myself. I saw a young fella hugging his girlfriend sitting on a wall, for instance. Others saw groups of teenagers gathering up in the areas of the north side of Cork. What if people copped on 100% and did engage in physical distancing of 2 metres? Would that push back the need for a lockdown, do you think? It's not too late yet to get people to cop on.
No, it certainly isn't. And I suspect what's going to happen today with the government, Neil, is that they're going to announce sort of enhanced measures, step away from sort of a full lockdown. And that might be sufficient to do it. It might be successful in doing it. My concern is, one, with the delay in terms of testing. Now, hopefully that'll get better as things are ratcheted up. And two, in terms of public, the you know, 90% of the public have been very, very good in buying in, but there's always a 10% that, you know, are very, very slow to do this. So maybe the enhanced measures, and maybe by the public coming on, maybe that might be enough to do it. If not, then I think we're going to have to go for the next step. And that's why really I raised the issue yesterday, because we need to start having these serious discussions about the consequences of not obeying the rules in terms of social distancing.
And that would mean then that only people, would that, like I said, the UK, you can go to work as long as you come home. Would that be enough for you saying that lockdown should be anybody that doesn't have an essential job to protecting people's health and providing food shouldn't go to work?
Yes, there's no clear definition. If you look at the different European countries, they've all taken a slightly different approach. I mean, what I would consider a full lockdown would be something like Christmas Day, type day where pretty much everything is closed. And obviously, you're going to have grocery stores open. You're going to have pharmacies, healthcare systems. But also then you'd have the dilemma, there are many factories and plants in Cork and in Ireland who are producing essential equipment, you know, such as ventilators, such as medication and things like that. You know, they may need to keep open, and those essential services may need to keep open. So you'd have to look at it very much at a case-by-case basis. The enhanced measures today and the, increased responsibility and response from the public might be hopefully enough to do it. If not, then I think we'll have to go to the next step.
Okay, and you're expecting that the HSE will recommend stepping up our game with regards to some restrictions, but not going to a complete lockdown yet?
I think so. I think that's what'll happen today, Neil.
Okay, and how are you doing? I mean, we missed, of course, what should have been a very, very important marking of the 100th centenary of the death of Tomás McCartan, and all sorts of plans regarding 1920. It was inevitable that we would, but that was quite sad that it came and went, and maybe you will revisit it later in the year. But what's your own schedule like? Because you can't be out and about meeting people now, can you?
No, we can't. I mean, in terms of public functions, they're obviously all deferred because of the time we're in. So there is some work to be done in City Hall, sort of business type work, office type work, and then sometimes it's just about raising public morale and, you know, trying to keep people's spirits up and things like that. But most of my work is actually in practice at the moment because that's where the need is.
So okay, so you don't know if anything's happening in City Hall or at a national level with regards to businesses who are closed, whose rates are being deferred, but they will have to pay them at a later date, even though they're not open for business. There's no update on that from Anne Doherty or anybody like that?
No, we had a briefing yesterday in City Hall with regard to this, and really at the moment there's no update because it's a national thing that we're waiting for, which is we're waiting to see what measures government put in, because like other businesses, City Council depends on rates for a lot of its functions, and really it's going to need governmental support in terms of what it does.
So a rate not to be paid for next 3 months or what have you would have to come from the National Exchequer then to compensate City Council?
It really would, yeah, okay. Because the City Council's income has just gone through the roof like every other business.
Through the floor, I would think.
Through the floor, rather.
Okay,
yeah.
Listen, appreciate you taking the call, Lord Mayor. I'm obliged to you as always. Lord Mayor John Sheehan, he and others, doctors as well, calling for a nationwide shutdown. But figures, as I suspect, that won't happen today, but we're moving towards it. And isn't it fair to say, really, you know, that everybody's prepared for it? We're kind of on tenterhooks. We kind of know that it's coming. And for some, they probably would feel, let's just get on with it. I don't know what your thoughts are on that. Text 0868104106. Back after the break.
The Neil Prendeville Show.
With Tesco, we'd like to ask all our customers, when shopping with us, please only have one person per trolley.
Cork City Council wants to ensure the health and safety of everyone in our city. Therefore, we're urging the public to ring our dedicated customer service unit at 021 492 4000 before visiting our public offices. Social distancing will slow the spread of coronavirus, and we want to ensure that no unnecessary visits are made during this unprecedented time. Members of the public can also make customer service requests and online payments at corkcity.ie. Stay safe and follow HSE advice only.
At Finbar Galvin Limited, we have some amazing offers on our nearly new Skoda and Seat, including 2017 Skoda Octavias from €79 per week, 2019 Seat Atecas from €90 per week, and 2017 Seat Ibizas from €55 per week, all with no deposit. See finbargalvin.ie.
COVID-19 or coronavirus is here, so it's important to know all the signs. Symptoms include a high temperature, a cough, shortness of breath or breathing difficulties. If you have symptoms, self-isolate to protect others and phone your GP. For 8 out of 10 people, rest and over-the-counter medication can help you feel better. Visit hse.ie for updated factual information and advice. Or call 1850 20.